We're going to go to Madagascar now by way of the new album by Razia Saeed. She was born in that country. New York City is now her home, but Madagascar remains at the center of her art. Banning Air says her second album transforms the African island's unique rhythms and melodies while asking challenging questions about its future.
Madagascar is becoming a nation of children. 40% of its population is under the age of 14. But its economy is stagnant and its resources dwindling. While Razia's song sways to a romantic local rhythm called Malesa, her words ask, what will become of all these children? The album's title is Akori, or What Next? And this theme runs through many of the songs, whether the subject is children, the future of traditional life, or the destruction of Madagascar's rainforest. This song, Taranaka Afara, is a sort of a ritual funeral for an uprooted tree. Razia asks difficult questions for an artist who has left Madagascar for New York, but she returns often, building a profile back home both as an activist and an artist. Perhaps the greatest charm of Akori is the involvement of some of Madagascar's best traditional musicians. There are vocal harmonies and prowess on string instruments, from guitars to local zithers and fiddles, are a delight throughout. Razia's use of jazzy harmonies and complex song forms is unusual. These songs, written in New York, recorded in Madagascar, polished in Paris, are unlike anything other Malagasy musicians are creating today. Only Razia would adapt the giddy Tsapik music style of southwest Madagascar to prod the nation's leaders with this bold question: what is your plan for this country? That kind of feistiness is a hallmark of this album, which aims to move dancing feet as well as minds.
Banning Air is senior editor at Afropop.org. He reviewed Akore by Razia. Miluku futs pake kwa mats mas farita so mazaba.